What's up, heroes? Welcome back to another episode of One Shot. I am your host and GM, Dylan, and we have a new game and a brand new crew starting this week. I recently attended Breakout Con in Toronto, Canada, which was an absolute blast, and I bought too many games while I was there. One of those games was Epic Mundane, which we are playing this week, and which now and forever will be on my coffee table anytime drinks are being had. This game is truly a party RPG in the best way. It's fast-paced, goofy, and limitless by design. I met Ryan Kahn, the designer of this game, at Breakout, and as soon as he described this game to me, I knew I wanted to play it on the show. And I have been joined by my dear friends, the cast of Frequencies. This show, Frequencies, that we've been making together, is so dark and sad, I feel like we needed and deserved to have a little bit of a romp as a treat. And a romp we did have. Let me introduce you to the cast and to Epic Mundane.
Hello, gang. How are you? Thank you for coming and playing a little game with me today.
Are we doing the podcast now?
We're doing the podcast now.
Okay.
Oh, beautiful. Okay.
Cool. I also was unsure because I just thought we were doing like a pre.
Sometimes you're still in the goofy, like, fuck around zone.
Yeah.
Can I say fuck on this podcast?
You can.
Oh, sweet.
You know, me and James in my first series as host, in my game with James, we ended our like very last scene was a literal climax. So I have yet to find the line for what this show is.
And today we're going to push that limit even further.
Do you want to find out if they can rate podcasts as NC-17?
Because I do. Can we? Robin. No.
Not the slapping.
That's the end of the show.
1-800. Okay. Are you slapping?
I'm scared but excited to find out. Like, what?
Very excited.
God.
Hello, podcast.
Hello, podcast heroes. I'm super excited to introduce you to some people who maybe you've met before and maybe you have not. But regardless, we're going to introduce you to everyone today. I am Dylan, he, she, they pronouns, and I am your host and GM as per usual. But I would like to introduce you to some returning folks. Robin, could you start maybe? Because you're such a seasoned veteran at this. You did this just a few weeks ago.
Hello, beautiful, wonderful people. Hi, how's it all going? It's me, the second host of the show. That is not, that is not true. But I have been on, but because Dylan and I are attached at the soul, I therefore claim a second host spot. Yeah. My name is Robin. They is my main class and he is my subclass. So I'm not that good at he, but I'm extremely good at they. Are we doing a full introduction?
Do a full introduction. They've never met you before.
Never before.
Never before.
Of the Atomless, but also the GM of a little show called Frequencies. everyone here is also on. Oh my gosh, so delicious. Yes, I think that's it. I'm out of practice with introducing myself, apparently.
That'll be it. Candace, would you like to say hi, hello, and tell everybody all the cool things that you do and where they can find you?
Yeah, I'm not going to take up too much time, so I'm not going to tell you all the stuff I do because I'd be here forever. My name is Candace. You might know me as Candace Magnificent. My pronouns are they, she. Similar subclass. That's like the perfect gender analogy. a little bit she, kind of, if you squint. And yeah, I am a TTRPG performer, I'm a voice actor, and I am a writer. You can see me on the upcoming Frequencies, as Robin said. And then you can see me on a bunch of other stuff, too, that hasn't been announced yet. And then every other Saturday on Matihi's channel, doing What We Do in the Shallows, as well as the podcasts Otherworld Hollywood and Bloom and Blight.
Incredible. Wonderful. Delicious. Christian, hi. Can you tell everybody who you are and how amazing you are and where they can find you?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Hello, my name is Kappa Christian's OK2. I use he, any pronouns. The he is there for your comfort. So I'm everywhere. I do a lot. I'm a producer, performer, and now writer in the TTRPG space. You can find me performing in the Atomless' Saga spinoff. Just recently, we wrapped up on Replay from Dead Ghost Pro.
Yes!
And I do stuff with Friends Roll Dice, and I'm all over the place. If you want to catch the stuff that I'm writing in, pay attention to Undying Corruption by Nine Heavens Press and The Tales from Sina Una from Seer Sword.
Amazing. Incredible, as always. And Sloan, would you tell everybody who you are and where they can find you and how amazing you are? Sloan?
Yes.
Tell us who you are, how amazing you are, and where people can find you.
Hello, everybody. My name is Sloan. My pronouns are they, them. In terms of amazingness, I feel like I'm somewhere around like a donut that's been in the box for like a couple of hours. So it's still pretty good, but maybe a little bit stale around the edges. And you can find me nowhere. And I do nothing. I am a ghost inhabiting this computer that Dylan has connected with and is currently recording. I live in here and I live nowhere else. I'm simply the creature that used to be a being named Sloan and is now a different being named Sloan.
Yeah, it's actually, it's quite complicated because I have been, this is actually an intervention. Do you need anything? Like, what do you need to get closure so that I can have my hard drive back?
You're never fucking getting rid of me.
Is that why Candace keeps dropping from the call? Is because there's a ghost in the tubes?
Yeah. I'm deep in there.
Yeah.
Disgusting. Yeah. The problem is that Sloan actually had too much closure and had to come back to make a ruckus.
Things were too peaceful there in the afterlife.
Yeah. I died too peacefully. And I had, y'all, I've been to heaven. I've been to heaven and it's fucking boring.
Before I do some more intro, there's a little icebreaker I want to ask you all, sort of related to the game that we're going to play. But what, like, none of us are, we play a lot of games where we are superheroes or we are super powered in some way. But what about you in your regular life? What is the coolest thing that you can do? Like, what do you think is like your special mundane skill?
My special mundane skill?
Mm-hmm.
You've asked a bunch of people who are all like super self-deprecating to talk about like a cool thing.
Tell me something nice about yourself, motherfucker, right now.
Dylan, put the gun down. Dylan.
All of us, literally. Well, I don't suck that much in comparison to other people.
No.
People are always impressed that I can juggle, but impressed in the way that when I juggle in front of them, the response is, this is not a joke, 100% of the time being, well, of course you can juggle. And that's an insult.
It's not like, wow, a 30-year-old juggling right in front of me.
Yep.
Listen,
yeah,
I love that.
Of course you can.
Please juggle in front of me the next you see me, please. I will be so impressed.
Hey, how many things can you juggle? If that happens, I'll have to always carry around juggling balls, and that is worse for me.
That's great for me.
Well, because then people are not only going to be like, oh, well, of course you can juggle. They're going to be, well, of course you carry around juggling balls at every opportunity so you can juggle in front of other people.
It was a special request. I will fight somebody. Yeah, I will fight them. I will put them in the ground. No. This person brought their juggling balls at my request, and I will watch them, okay?
I'm going to record
skill.
That, and I'm going to have that on my phone, so whenever someone asks, I can play it.
You just need to have them, keep them in, well, first of all, you need to wear pants that have those, like, nice wide pockets, and then you stuff them in the pockets, so it looks like you got, like, really wide hips, because you got juggling balls on both sides.
Yeah.
And when people ask what those lumps are, just tell them it's tater tots or something.
Yeah, it's tater tots.
Or I can fill the pockets with just a collection of clown-based items, and then they just think I'm... getting a new job.
It's it's my unbeatable ace.
Is that your thing?
My big no. I was saying it like from your perspective. You know what? Actually, I will say that I have been complimented on my ass a lot. So maybe that is my special thing. I've got a pretty nice butt.
Yeah, I think it
counts. I've got a pretty nice butt.
That's good.
Yeah, juggling, having a butt.
Yeah,
Kappa, you got a good you got a good special skill.
I mean, between juggling and butt, oh man.
Sliding scale here.
I will say I've been working for the past 2 years or so, not over 2 years at this point, to get better at cooking. And I think I'm at a level where I can confidently say that I'm a very good home cook.
Fuck yeah,
love
dog.
That
owns. That's very attractive.
Yeah.
I like feeding people. I like sharing my food with folks. And so I wanted to get good at it.
Yeah, what's something you like to cook?
Oh, man. Okay, so the other day I made a vegetarian chili that didn't taste vegetarian.
Ooh.
For my steaks. Yeah.
That's good.
Oh, yeah. Did
it taste like chili?
Crumbles?
Hold on, two questions. It did taste like chili. And
did you use vegan crumbles?
Did I use vegan crumbles? No, I didn't. Yeah. One of the people that I fed this to did not like vegan crumbles.
Okay.
What is vegan crumbles?
So I think it's by Boca, but Morningstar might have one. But basically it's like little crumbles. Like they sell crumbles like of ground beef.
Okay,
so you can warm them up if you
want
to have like a if you want to have like chili, or if you want to have tacos or whatever. It's like a ground beef crumble, but it's
like a
cool.
like a ground yeah
oh,
ground
cool.
meat simulation. That
I
is
got
a,
it. I got it.
Oh, ground meat simulator. I love that game.
I was actually surprised at how moving the story was.
Devolver Digital, get on
when
it, please.
There's no more taco sauce packets. God.
Out early soon on
Kill
Steam.
Me.
Switch only. So,
I don't know what my thing is. I guess I'll pick ukulele playing. That's what everybody
nice.
Likes.
Yeah.
That's
weird.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's
a really
that's
good,
a good
one. Ukulele, I feel, is one of those things where a lot of people like picked up and never
100%
got good at, but like
it's
to be good at playing the ukulele
they can
is pretty
play
cool. Actually,
three like songs from 2010s YouTube.
Yeah,
vlog
yeah
channel.
You can
they
play three Julia Newton songs
because That's tonight will be the night that I will fall for you.
Yeah, I like being an IRL bard, so I try to play as much as I can. I'm not
That's
like
cool.
one of those virtuosos that has all the like the finger skills and stuff where you do all the fancy shit. I'm not that person. I'm like a campfire ukulele player where I just like play whatever and I shred it.
A solid competent ukulele shred.
I will play you Ghost on ukulele and it will be hardcore. I will play you Tool on ukulele.
Oh, so Ghost.
Yeah. No, I get really serious about it.
I love that.
Okay,
I would actually
that's
love,
a pretty deep cut.
I would,
that's good.
Next time we're at a con together, I need you to bring your ukulele so you can play me some Ghost on your uke.
I would love,
I would
to,
love
to
hear that.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact,
from the juggling.
If I record the next time I play, I will make sure I record a Ghost song and send it to our chat. So you can
Thank you so much.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
so no we're going to have a performance where Ghost is playing, I juggle alongside. It's gonna have a like three course meal made by Christian. Sloane's ass is just gonna be out.
I'm just throwing
everywhere.
Ass in the background.
Yeah.
Is that what's happening?
Yes.
Yeah. Dylan, what was yours? What's
so
yours?
I didn't say mine. Mine is that I think my best skill is I'm really good at darts.
Nice.
Oh, I need
darts.
You to teach
that's
me.
That's true.
That's
one of the coolest things I wanted to get good at.
And similarly to Robin, there's been no reason for me to do this in several years, but I always have my darts like within reach or within my bag. So
you
I
prepared
so always casually,
just off screen. Dill just grabbed a pouch.
So
that's
I have
you
mad.
Have your own darts.
I have my
Whoa.
Own weighted darts because I got used to like a specific weight that I liked, and you don't want to have to rely on the bar's darts because the bar darts are always hellish.
They're
can
icky.
I tell you?
Why
if
would
I
you?
Was at
why
a
would
bar,
you use the bar darts?
Yeah, fuck that.
How,
especially
no.
if
how
your
else
own.
Are people gonna know you? Fuck if you don't carry your own.
Yeah, can I tell you? If Dylan walked into my bar, okay, like you specifically, if he walked into my bar and wasn't just like the regular douchey fucking dude bros that are always playing darts, but it was Dylan instead.
Yeah.
And he fucking took out his fancy darts and fucking they shined in the light like an anime or some shit. I'd be like, oh my God, can I buy yeah. you?
Immediate smash.
What's going on?
Right. Immediate smash.
Yeah. I'd have a hard time saying no to that. I would. Fancy.
I did competitive darts for a little bit in the Bronx for a while.
Competitive darts?
Whoa. Yeah, it was Jesus a league, dog. Babe.
Holy shit.
There
it's
was
so
a
funny.
League?
You are a professional.
Do you have like a special dart glove that you wear on the one dart hand?
Please tell me.
Oh my
dark
God,
glove?
Do you?
Tell
do you
me.
Have yeah. a dark glove?
I don't have a dark glove. I don't
do
have a dark glove.
Got like a pair of glasses where one of the lenses is different just so
that
you can.
Oh yeah. Just slightly magnified.
I
so you know
you don't
last
need
time
a
sexy
we
photo shoot of you with the darts in your the special dark glove.
I always there's I it. Always like to tell people about like the secret little dart language that like so like a good way. Have you ever played darts and you know like that you need to get like three of each grouping that's on the scorecard? Mm-hmm. Or like
the
three
rules
points
for
in
darts are
I have
arcane
no idea.
And yeah. unfathomable to me.
but a thing is that like if you continue to hit like a number that you've already closed out in competitive darts, that point goes to your opponent. And what? Like the best way, like in a secret shady way to say something that sounds nice but like is really like a big fuck you in darts language is when somebody hits something that's already closed and they're your opponent, you just go like say they hit a 20 and they've already hit it, you just go, you're loving those 20s. And it's like the
that's savage.
It's ooh, the biggest shade.
The venom.
It's
damn,
it's so passive aggressive.
And these are peaceful events that you go to because I feel like
no sharp objects are being thrown around.
Broken.
Sometimes
it's a brutal, cruel.
Dylan's gonna be like doing a circus show where he throws darts at my ass, and
yeah,
that's the other part of the
that's
performance.
The other, that's we finished
that's
this campfire yeah.
The loop
event
is complete.
That we're throwing.
Yeah,
that's fair.
So you know, last time you told that whole story about how you hate
I'm traumatized
this one guy
by a famous clown, yeah.
And I said, that makes so much sense for you.
Yeah.
This, you being a professional darts player, also makes so much sense for you. And I love it. It's really
hold on,
very
Robin.
Good.
Are you saying, of course, you would play darts?
Yeah. That's
I
what Robin's
saying. Saying right now.
Robin's saying, yeah, you look like someone who would play darts. And that
you
is
look like someone who would play darts.
Bad. Don't like it. All right. So I have brought you all here today for a reason. And it's because it's been mentioned by people in intros, but I do want to say we as a group have been recording for a while. We've been recording something called Frequencies, which is a very, it's not only a horror show, but it is a deeply personal horror show where we are tackling like the fears of being creatives in an industry very adjacent to the one we're in right this minute. So we've been recording some heavy ass stuff. We've been recording some sad and anxiety revolving topics. It's a good show. It's coming out great. But we were like, we should do something funny.
Yeah.
Because we have so much, there's so many bits. There's so many bits there's and so jokes that get made. And it's a horror podcast. So, like, it's not the, not necessarily, I mean, it could be the place for bits and jokes. But, mm-hmm, like, yeah. What if we really just like took the lead off and let that dog run, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, I feel like we have a limit to how many jokes we can tell per session.
Yes.
That show.
Yes.
Yeah. Robin's
it's
like,
a mechanic
all right,
that we
everyone
built into the game.
Yes.
Exactly. So the green room is very funny, but then it's like, okay, now it's time for us all to be sad.
Oh my God. So
all right. So this game, Epic Mundane by Ryan Kahn, who I just met this weekend, was super lovely, is a very funny game in which it's beer and pretzels, it's silly, it's goofy, and we are just mundane people with mundane abilities that will, as the game goes on, get extremely epic over time. So I know when we were kind of like in our green room era, some people already had some ideas on characters, but what were you going to pick? Because everybody starts with the same thing. That's 3d6s. What you need to do is come up with a name, a mundane power, and a personal dream. That's the third part. Some of the examples of mundane powers, I'm going to read them to you. Well, actually, I want to read these examples of names, which is Doug Diggerson, who likes digging holes, Blips the Clown, who makes balloon animals, and Humera, who does handshakes, which is very funny. I just got it. Yeah.
Is that a medication?
Yes.
Yeah, because in the severe plaque psoriasis commercials, people on Humera can shake hands with each other. They can shake so many hands. So other things that are given as power examples are paperwork, bagging things, winking, falling asleep, beans. Beans is really a sticking point for me. I gotta it's talk just, it's to
just
someone.
The presentation of just beans.
Beans.
Yeah. Beans.
Finding loose change. Does anybody have an idea for what their guy's gonna be?
Yes.
Can
immensely.
I hear about it?
Yeah. Sure. I haven't decided a name yet, but as soon as this was pitched, I was like, "Ooh, my dude startles pigeons."
Yeah. Yeah.
Shit, that's so good.
No, that's a really good one. Startles pigeons is great.
I have one. Oh my god.
Yes!
Wait, I have one.
Oh my god, the inspiration
has struck. I have one.
I knew
untangling
it.
Headphones.
Oh yeah.
There we go.
Damn, nice. So good.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good one. Headphone wires. Or yes. Just wires in general. I don't know.
Yeah, untangling wires. No, I love that. That's great. That's a perfect one. Anybody else have an idea?
Now we have a standoff now. Candace, do you have one?
I mean, I think I apply Band-Aids, but I don't have a name yet.
Apply Band-Aids. Okay.
Apply Band-Aids. Yes.
Apply Band-Aids.
Like very neatly or like super tightly or
whatever is needed in the
just
moment.
Well.
Yeah, you do it well because it's your power. You apply Band-Aids well.
See, because I was hoping that this would be like Fate as well, where applies Band-Aids can also be stretched into other situations.
So it will be. So as you become more epic, like at tier 4, it's going to be just applying Band-Aids. But at tier 2, it could be like healing all wounds. But by like first class, it could mean like you could like tape bits of the earth back together. You know, it can go so epic.
Yes.
Robin.
Okay. All right. So I have a couple. I have five, but
I'm going to
just say
a whole notepad.
I do have a little notepad. Yeah. I think I'm going to go with that. I can always put a USB in the correct way.
Oh,
like first
try
time.
One.
I just
that.
Which might be a bit OP.
Yeah, like we know how OP that is.
Yeah.
That's pretty rough for the rest of us.
Dylan, did you want to have a lad?
I'm gonna have a lad because the way this game is played as written, everybody switches GM, but what we're gonna do is a little bit of a twist where I'm gonna be the GM. But if anyone is inspired, they are going to be allowed to take the GM seat from me for the next scene, and then we'll see what happens. So I need to have a guy as a backup. So I think, you know what? I got it. The thing is, I keep saying it, right? I keep saying it over and over again. I got to go with beans.
Mm-hmm. Beans!
I got to say that my special ability is beans. And I think the fact that I don't know what that means is important.
It's powerful.
It's a lot.
It's
and
vague.
I think my name's gonna be Toot.
Oh god.
Oh no. That's good
Toot.
Shit. That's good.
Thank you.
Now is that a birth name? You've just always been Toot.
I've always
nickname.
Been Toot.
Good.
Yeah,
good,
yeah.
Good,
it's
good.
Government name.
Yep.
Yeah. I think government name was Tootles. But we're at Toot as a nickname. And my personal dream is to make the best bean salad.
Nice.
Whoa. Nice. Okay.
Do our personal dreams have to relate to our superpower?
No.
Great question.
It
Good
doesn't
cue.
Say that. No. So no.
Okay.
Mm-mm. Cool.
I can only imagine. Yeah. USB powers, like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Does anybody have a name, a dream to go with their special power?
I got a name.
Tell it to me.
Ulysses Scott Burnham.
Oh,
or USB for short.
Fuck off.
Oh, you.
Stop. God.
God.
Kepha loved that one.
Fine. What? What is your dream, USB?
You can call me Ulysses. That's fine.
No, I'm calling USB.
Yeah.
I don't know a dream. I don't know a dream. I was thinking I was gonna have one related to one of my other choices and be like a professional. I want to be a professional esports player.
Oh,
That kind of tracks. I think it's still computer related.
It's still computer related, yeah. And that's how I've gotten so good with plugging in a USB the first time.
Yeah.
Is through me really wanting. But I'm only like okay at video games. I'm not good by any metric.
Yeah.
Yeah, otherwise your power would be video games, right?
Yeah, like, you're exactly. just good at plugging in USBs on
I'm
the first
really
time.
I'm really good at plugging in USBs first time, yeah. Because that's what I spend all of my time practicing, not actually performing in the video game. Just like,
sure.
But what if there's a moment when a controller dies and I need to switch one out really quick? I just practice that because I'm so anxious about the fact that one day that might happen, that I never play the video game. I just practice plugging in keyboards. Yeah.
Hot swap Amazing. Them keyboards. Yeah, no.
That's it.
I think I got one.
Okay, tell it to me.
This... I mean, USB is so good, and nothing's gonna beat the goofiness of that. But my dude is his name's Eagle.
Eagle?
His name is Eagle. Really great at starling pigeons. Yep. Yeah.
Damn.
Everybody's doing
good.
Like fun little joke names, and now I need to find a fun joke name.
Do you remember earlier when you were so afraid you would not come up with anything and then lightning
struck
you? It's
going to hit
you
like lightning. Yeah.
You're going to be fine.
Yeah. Like, I did not say eagle before, you know, I got the idea of eagle, like, not 2 minutes ago.
Eagle scares away the
pigeons. Eagle is very good at startling pigeons. And eagle has always wanted to fly.
Aww.
I'm like a bird.
Exactly. That's what's in Eagle's headphones on the bus. Looking at pigeons.
Aww, poor Eagle. No, it's a human named Eagle, which is equally
it's
funny.
A dude named Eagle.
I like it. It's just some guy yelling at pigeons. I got real romantic about him for a second, but I had to remind myself what I'm dealing with.
This dude is really good at starting pigeons.
Is that what it is? Is he salty about it? Okay.
We don't know. Eagle is an enigma at the moment.
We'll have to find out. We'll have to find out in the sauce.
It could be it could be jealousy. It could be encouragement. You don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. I have one.
Great.
Flossie Pfaff applies band-aids and wants to be a stunt person.
Ooh. Oh. Flossie is the first name?
Yeah. Flossie Pfaff.
Flossie Pfaff, who applies band-aids super well and wants to be a stunt person. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you'll be doing your own stunts and your own band-aids.
Exactly.
Like you need no help from nobody.
No. except when they need it all of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All
so
right.
Got you.
I got it.
Okay.
Okay. My character's name is.
Yeah.
Oh my god! The anticipation is going to kill me.
This again. You have us all enthralled.
Is Una Ravel, and she. And I think she goes. You can call her Una. You can call her Rav.
Yeah,
Rav's
pretty Una. Cool. I think most of her internet handles have Rav in it because it sounds really badass.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And her dream, her desire, personal dream is to use a laser to cut the largest ball of rubber bands in half in twain.
Whoa. Okay.
Oh.
It's an epic dream.
So that it explodes everywhere and causes major destruction.
Is this your dream? Because no. You sound so passionate.
Why would you ask
this?
That?
Immediately defensive.
No.
What?
No.
So passionate.
Okay.
I would never do that.
I relate.
I'm gonna have to do this with a real rubber band ball. Like, uh-huh. I'm gonna have to do it.
Have you seen the videos of just of the super high power water jet that cuts things?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
those
yeah,
are delicious. Cutting through a bowling ball.
Any of those things, like dropping things through ice, crushing things in a hydraulic press.
Yeah.
Cutting things with lasers / high pressure water or high pressure sand. Love that shit. Can't get enough.
Pressure sand I've never seen, and that sounds delicious.
I watched a movie once when I was really young that had a scene where a guy got tortured by being sandblasted.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Ew.
That sounds miserable.
I don't like that.
No.
It's pretty bad.
Sandblasted I don't want to see that at all. Sexual.
Christian, have you seen that movie?
I have. I have.
What's it called?
I don't know, but like... Ever since that movie, whenever I see like, because we used to have a pretty bad graffiti problem at one of my schools, they took care of it with sandblasts, mm-hmm. right? So I'd be on the playground and some dude would be sandblasting this wall across the playground and I would not be able to look away because I knew what happened
in
that
what
movie.
You could do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like.
You knew what terrifying. That sandblaster could do to a person.
Yeah.
It changed you.
Haunting.
Mid-roll time, baby. I just wanted to let you know about a fun new mini-series that I am a part of that also started airing today, which is Orbital Blues Black Star, which is airing on the RP Geeks channel. This is a 4-episode series about sad space cowboys, and I had the most fun, type 2 fun, I would say, with this particular group of players. So please check it out if you want to feel pretty much the opposite vibes of what you're listening to now. And speaking of that, before we get back to the show, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. All right, hold on. So I want to just recap. We've got Sloan playing Una Ravel, who is good at unraveling wires and wants to slice through, in some fashion, the largest ball of rubber bands.
Yes.
We've got Robin playing Ulysses whatever,
Scott
USB.
Burnham. Yeah.
Whose power is that they can put a USB in correctly on the first try, and they want to be really good at esports.
Yeah.
Correct? Yes.
Yeah, I want to be a professional esport player.
Right. Kappa, can you say yours one more time for me?
Kaka!
Yes, you're an eagle. Yes, you're eagle. Thank you. Your eagle, who is really good at scaring away the pigeons.
Yes.
And you want to fly. Thank you.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
No, actually, that was really good. You know, instead of just telling me, you showed me. And I had to, you know, I had to come.
Got to make it spicy for the item.
Yes. And Candace, do you mind reminding me of yours?
Yes, I'm Flossy Faff.
Flossy.
I apply Band-Aids exceptionally well.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be a stunt person.
That's it.
Dylan, what is yours again? I know beans.
Yes. Dylan will be Toot, whose skill is beans. We're going to figure out in the moment what that means. And I want to make the best bean salad ever.
Should I get a beer?
Yeah, get yeah, you should get a beer. We've got our characters. We've got ourselves set. I'm going to come back and kick us off with this game itself. So now is time. It's time to go get a beer.
Snacks and beverages.
Yes. I'm actually also going to go get a beer. That sounds like a
delicious. Okay.
All right, all right.
Cap, are you getting some Kahlua? Is that what's happening?
No, I'm driving right after this. I cannot handle that. And I do not appreciate. I do. I love it. Thank you.
You painted yourself into this corner.
Have. I'm the Kahlua wizard.
One beer break later.
What bevies did everybody get? I want to know.
Water.
Nice. I got wine.
Hydration. I got a High Life.
I got a tea.
The champagne of beers? Nice.
The champagne of beers?
I got, shit, Reese's Chips Ahoy? That sounds outstanding.
It's actually. So good.
Holy it's damn. Really good. Wow, I'm going to be on the lookout for those.
I want this I in cereal Stella. Form to mix with.
I don't normally drink Stella, but we had a party. Oh, yeah,
but
on
they
Friday,
were from
so
the party.
God, I'm trying to figure out what Una Ravel's going to look, going to sound like.
Yeah, I think shit, I know what Toot is going to sound like.
With a name like need... Toot.
Yeah.
It could I need, go I need really inspo. Either way.
Mm-hmm. For Eagle?
Yeah, I need inspo. Like, what's Toot sounding like? Or
Toot,
is that going to be a surprise for us?
I think Toot, no, I'm workshopping. I think Toot is going to be like, you know what I'm picturing for Toot is I'm picturing Pee-wee Herman's character from Mystery Men. Just like,
oh my goodness.
Hey guys.
Oh my god.
Holy
come
shit,
on.
Dude.
Wow.
You can't, when someone asks you to set the bar, you can't mm-hmm, do mm-hmm. that, though.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of upset I didn't talk about my Patrick Warburton impression as one of the things that I'm actually talented at in real life.
Maybe is your time to roll it out.
For yeah, I literally listed one of my talent as ass. So like, and you know what? The sad thing is that after I said ass, I had like a solid 10 to 15 minutes where we were still doing the bit where I could have walked it back and I thought about walking it back and I didn't.
No.
I was like, maybe I should talk about the fact that I actually really enjoy like co-DMing, how I really enjoy assisting people when they're running a game.
Nope.
Mm. Nope.
No.
Nope. Ass.
It's ass.
It's having a good ass.
In the trunk.
If you hadn't used it, I would have probably offered my own, to be honest with you. So you just got there first. It's okay.
Hell yeah.
Are we sat? Are we comfy?
I'm
do
sat,
we have
I'm ready,
set?
Baby. I'm here for you, baby.
Amazing. Amazing. Okay. So it is an average morning. It is a regular morning on the 9 to 5 grind. There are alarms going off across the city. There are the sounds of bacon sizzling in different pans, in different apartments, for different little kids and spouses and partners and friends, everywhere getting ready for work on this very regular, degular day. On a regular, degular day, what are you getting ready to do?
Oh, God.
Robin, what is Ulysses doing on a regular, dagular Monday morning?
So, I think Ulysses is, like, has, like, a pretty, you know what, works in IT. I'll say.
Yeah.
Pretty standard, like, salary job.
Mm-hmm.
He wakes up pretty early. He has, like, just past shoulder length, like, straight hair. Crawls out of bed. Immediately makes it.
Oh, boy.
New, like, every variation of new clothes. Like, nothing has been worn, like, before a wash. Makes a full breakfast, downs, like, coffee, orange juice, makes his lunch, and then gets in one game of the popular shooter at the time, loses, and then leaves the house.
Nice. Thank you for not dating this podcast. the name of any game. A popular
Quake
shooter.
Two. He plays Quake 2.
Quake 2.
Jesus.
Fuck with you. All six other people playing podcast. Quake 2.
All right.
Yeah.
I actually want you to, I don't accept this. I would like you to roll to see how well you do in this video game. That's going to be three dice because you are just regular. Mm. And let's see, if you get any ones, twos, or threes, those are failures. Fours, fives, and sixes are successes. And with a six, you add a new dice to your dice pool.
I got 4, 4, 4, baby.
Oh,
four,
shit.
4, 4, 4. That is a success. You
solid average.
Win at this game. Is that usual for you, or is that kind of a great
it
success?
It really sets up his whole day. Ulysses will have, like, determines the quality of the day depending on how the morning match goes. And this one, he joins 2 minutes into the game. One of the opposite team leaves the match.
Oh, shit.
So then it becomes a cakewalk after, and he destroys it.
Nice.
And he does real good. And he's like, so preppy. Hey, hell yeah. Fuck that voice. That's his
no,
voice.
That's
is that what's happening? That's what you're going to do to us for this entire fucking podcast?
Oh, that's, so
that's what's happening?
I got a 5-2 KD. Let's get it. I know nothing about Quake 2, so I'm going to be...
Great.
I did a really good rocket jump at the perfect time.
That's the thing? Yeah, no, there you go.
There you
go. I know that's the one thing I know out of Quake 2. I said I didn't know anything, and then my ancestors were like, let me teach you.
Open your mind. I will move through you.
Open your mind to the rocket jump.
I'm going to Google what Quake 2 is later. Christian... Christian, could you tell me what Eagle's regular, degular Monday morning looks like?
Oh, man. Okay. Well, the Monday morning is actually when Eagle is coming home from work. He works the graveyard shift at the airport. So.
Damn.
Rough. No wonder he's so bad.
So after watching... You know, the first, after watching, you know, the 7 a.m., the 8 a.m. flights leave, he's like, all right, it's time to go home. And he pops his headphones on, gets on the bus, and puts on the playlist with various songs related to flying. He has a whole playlist. So,
nice.
Fly Away by Lenny Kravitz.
Nice.
I'm Like a Bird by Nelly Furtado. Learn to Fly by the Foo Fighters. Like, all of that's on there.
That's any song with the word fly in it. That's it.
Yeah.
Your bus stops for a particularly lengthy stop as the bus was running early, and that can't be allowed. It's going to stop for a few minutes. And as it does, the pigeons land. They gather on the windshield, you know, on the roof. You know, they're just sort of pecking at little things that have little seeds that have fallen down.
I need to get over there. And so they get up on the window, and I just and start tapping on the window.
Roll me 3d6 to see if you can antagonize these pigeons away.
Hey. What are you doing?
A 2, 4, and a 6.
All right, so a 6. You're going to add another die to your dice pool, but there is one failure in there. I think that you do scare the birds away, but like as they leave, like the one last pigeon that like flies away from the bus, like takes a massive pigeon dump on the windshield. And the bus driver is just like, what the hell are you riling up the birds for, man?
And the bus driver asks me this question, and I look back, I'm like,
because they're supposed to be doing their job. They're supposed to be flying all over the place. They can't be they can't be doing this. It's not break time.
Okay.
They're on
yeah,
the
yeah, you got it, man. bus driver settles uncomfortably in his seat.
And I continue listening. Continue listening to my playlist, Bette Midler's Wind Beneath My Wings.
Oh my God.
Oh, incredible. Delicious. Thank you so much. Candace, Flossy Faff, what is a regular, degular Monday morning? Look for Flossy Faff.
I think Flossy wakes up on the floor of her bedroom. Makeup smudged and smeared all over her face. They would have been up very late the night before doing a midnight run of skate tricks for internet posting at the park, and then probably copious amounts of beer after that. So they just kind of stumbled home and laid on the ground because they were too sweaty to get into bed. And when they wake up, I think they kind of just, she like opens the door to her room and just sort of like feels around trying to like get a towel and get to the bathroom, and probably steps on a really sharp Lego on the way.
Ooh, no.
And after getting out of the shower, bandages whatever wounds and whatever road rash that they have up.
Here's something. I think I would like you to roll to closed eyes grab a towel.
Wow.
I want a hungover reach for towel.
Oh yeah.
No.
Just like Monday morning.
All right. Well, I got a 4 and 2 ones. So, yeah.
Okay.
What do I grab instead, Dylan?
I actually think, I think it's that you do grab the towel, but like all of your other clothes come down like off the shelf, like with everything. And it's just like you've got the towel in your hand, but everything else on the shelf has hit the floor.
Yeah, that checks out. I think she looks down at it and is like, I'm going to have to clean this up later. I don't have time to deal with this.
Damn.
Amazing. Perfect. And so the rest of pronouns for Flossy Faff were...
She, they.
She, they. Thank you.
Oh, I didn't say what she looks like.
Yeah, tell us what she looks like.
So I think she's like a very kind of tall and lanky person. Small bust, big butt. Dresses in kind of a like beachy skater vibe rather than like a more kind of New York City sort of skater vibe. Has really short hair that is dyed whatever color that week, black features, and giant eyes that always look extremely curious and mostly confused.
Oh my God. You know what I have in my head? I don't have a person, but I have like a Pikru of this person in my head. Like, it's so vividly. Okay, amazing. The rest of their day, or the morning, I should say, showering, getting ready, that sort of thing. Are they going to a job?
I mean, if hanging out is a job, yes.
Hell yeah.
I am realizing now, I don't know, did we get a description of Eagle?
No.
Oh, no, we didn't, no.
What does Eagle look like?
I mean, Eagle's probably wearing his work uniform at this at the moment. It's like one of those coveralls and a high-vis jacket. The high-vis jacket is in a satchel that he carries on his side. Kind of dark brown hair that's a little bit messy, but you can tell that if he were to apply some proper, not necessarily proper, but like just some amount of effort, it could look pretty snappy. You just choose not to.
Nice. Cool. Sloane.
Yes.
What does Una Ravel's regular degular Monday morning look like?
Una wakes with a start in the back of a dark theater backstage on the fuck couch where a pile of sort of like costumes have been just like thrown over, and she has sort of dug into them gerbil style to make a little nest where she can sleep. And she kind of like sits up and her hair which is about shoulder length and dark and curly, with like shaved sides, like really messy shaved sides. Like the lines are wavy. It's sticking up in one end where she had her head down. She is crusty, gutter punk to the extreme. But like if a gutter punk wore like theater blacks all the time.
Sure.
So you can see all the like stains on it. and she is just waking up from where she hid after the show that she was that she came on to work like temp as a favor to a friend in exchange for sleeping in the back. And is like just looking around blurry-eyed and gradually gets up and starts collecting. Like she's got a big bag and a little rolling guitar case, and she like starts looking around to find a shower, see if she can find like a locker room or something where she can like just kind of just do a little bird bath, you know, scrub her pits just a little bit just to get most of the funk off. And she, as her regular degular Monday, she's gonna go dick around, maybe do some busking.
Yeah. Ooh. Could you first though roll to see if you shower well?
I would love to do that.
This is great. We have two shower themed rolls.
Shower related rolls. It's a Monday morning, baby. It's shower time. Okay, okay. I got two twos and a five.
Okay. So I think the shower is it's passable. It's not that the shower, you did a good job showering. It's just that the overpowering like stink of your clothes, like as soon as you get out and you dry off and you put them back on, it's like, why did we even?
I do have to be clear. Una's goal for a shower is to retain some of the stink. So the worst possible outcome, the worst, because she's got a fucking, she is a gutter punk. She's got to fucking stay grungy, my friend.
God.
So
gotta be authentic.
The worst possible outcome is that she smells like flowers and fruit.
Ooh,
just if that informs your
that does inform that does inform me.
I know I this think person. That,
I think right. Yeah. I think everything I said stays true except that the shower is just a little bit too good. The stink is still present, but the hair, baby, it's looking feathered. It's looking feathered. It looks bright and revived.
No, it looks so good. Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. That's real.
I gotta go find a dumpster to dive in.
Yeah. I am. I forgot someone.
You.
Yeah. There's one other character in this little cast of dweebs. On this Monday morning, there is. I want you to picture. This gentleman has been up for several hours already by the time morning technically comes, just because he's nervous and he gets nervous pretty easily, and he's been up since, you know, 4 o'clock in the morning. And I want you to picture, you know, like Crispin Glover in like the
Charlie's Angels movie.
Thank you, Candace, yes! for knowing exactly what I was gonna say.
Thin man,
the thin man, like chain smoking cigarettes and like with like thin, sort of like greasy, sticky hair.
Listen. It sounds bad.
Crispin
but it
Glover
works out
is
really
getting
nicely.
Dragged so hard in this court.
No, Crispin it's not, Glover. We're saying it because we love.
Yes.
That's what it is.
And it's not Crispin Glover in any scenario. It's Crispin Glover in Charlie's Angels, where he is playing like this like grimy, evil
character.
He does
get with one of the main cast in Charlie's Angels too. I'm pretty sure he gets with Drew Barrymore's character.
No, you are thinking of the love of my life, actually. Crispin Glover is the side villain who is working with Sam Rockwell's character, who was my sexual awakening absolutely 100%.
Two, baby.
Yeah.
Two.
Oh, yes.
Charlie's
yes,
Angels 100%. Two. Crispin Glover's character gets with Drew Barrymore. Oh, I'm not
watching that. Drew Barrymore, right?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Is that good real?
Yeah, because she likes how creepy he is, because he like keeps her hair and shit. It's like, yeah, really
he does. He keeps her hair in the first one.
What the fuck?
I watched Charlie's Angels looks, 1 and 2 yeah. on loop when I was a kid.
He smells it, and he holds it 100%. Between his fingers in a way that's so
I know,
creepy.
And then she's like into that in the second one. This is what I'm saying. Like, those movies...
Wait,
okay, maybe I should watch the second one.
Y'all, I think that movie did a lot to me.
I think I might need to actually watch that, because I'm kind of into that.
Yeah,
it's a great movie.
It's
good.
You won't regret it. You'll have a great time.
We'll have a movie night after. One night, we'll have a movie Please. Night and we'll yeah. all watch.
I need to watch them back to back. Because I need to see the relationship develop.
Yeah.
I love a hero getting with a villain, you know?
Yeah, the early 2000s Charlie's Angels does a really good job at that.
Yeah.
I don't care if they do a good job. I just want to feed my inner monster.
Yeah, I just want to do it. I just want to see it.
It's good for that. Sam Rockwell is like the sexiest villain ever.
Sam Rockwell is like, so sexy.
Dylan loves Sam Rockwell. Yeah. Worrying.
I love that man.
The dancing between him and Giovanni Ribisi, I'm like, don't dance
with me. It's
all
his dancing.
I will be turned on.
He would reveal that he was a villain, and that he, and I'd be like,
whatever.
I'm already here.
When he reveals he's a villain, and then Drew Barrymore falls from the roof, there's a small shot of kids playing Final Fantasy VIII, but they're playing it with two controllers, and I thought that was weird when I watched it originally. Thank you so much for coming to my TED Talk.
That is a wonderful thing to know. Yeah. When she goes to the house, right? When she falls and goes to
yeah.
the house.
When she yeah,
goes
and to she the house, they're playing Final Fantasy VIII two-player.
Yeah.
She's not amazed. Possible. I'm in awe.
That's yeah. That is like the wildest piece of trivia I think I've heard someone whip out of their back pocket in like a long time.
I love two it's things perfect. In this world, and it's the Final Fantasy franchise and Charlie's Angels.
And Charlie's Angels. Specifically,
the 2003 only 2000 remake. I have not watched anything else aside from those two.
Oh my
There's
God.
There's no point.
Whew. Okay, so like I said, this
Crispin back on track.
Good Lord, this Crispin Glover looking guy, all greasy, has been up like jittering around in his own kitchen, which is just like the countertops are clean, but they are just full stacked. Do you know how like a guy you hooked up with in college had like a lot of like whiskey bottles as decor?
Oh, oh God.
Like, this yeah. guy, yeah, yeah, but yeah, it's yeah. just beans. It's so many beans.
Oh, no. It's black. Beans. Pinto, garbanzo, fucking butter.
Yep.
Lima. Edamame.
Four different kinds. There's so many kinds of
kidney.
Bean cans. There we go.
Red.
Large and small. There's.
Yeah, but do you have succotash? That's bean adjacent?
That's his white whale at the moment. I don't think. So there's all of these beans. Like everywhere, like these cans, some open, some that are open and washed out and just like kept as mementos from like different good experiences he's had with beans.
Holy shit.
Yep. Yes.
And some of them are unopened and waiting to be used. And there's clearly like a failed, like the remnants of a failed bean salad experiment gone wrong from 2 o'clock earlier this morning in the kitchen sink. And so he's just puffing away on a candy cigarette because smoking's bad for you, and he's healthy and eats beans. And so he's just puffing away on this candy cigarette to cope with yet another failure. And I think the alarm goes off and he just like kind of slaps it away because what a life he leads. And he is going to go into, I think he's going to forego any sort of regular morning routine. This was a bad night. We better just get out and get to work at the bean Packing factory?
Nice. Very good. Yep.
I'm really committed.
Factory.
Yeah, yeah. So he heads out there.
I'm on this journey with you.
And he heads out there. He gets to work, starts packaging beans, and I think is like trying to make up for the failure in last night's kitchen. And I'm going to roll.
I was just about to be like, now hold on, you have to roll for something.
I do. If anyone has a pitch for a challenge for me, I'll take it. However,
because I was prior to this, I was.
Farts.
I got.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Damn. That was so good.
All right.
That was instant.
Well,
that was better than what I had.
Immediately.
Okay. Yeah. All right. No, that's what it is. So as we're getting to work and getting in there, let's see how well we can do on the stick.
A little bit to see if anyone was going to toss up something.
And I don't know. I'm not going to toss it out.
Yeah, no, that's the one.
That's for later. Yeah. But this is now.
I got. Now. I am not fucking kidding you. I just got 3 sixes. That's
shit.
That's the craziest day.
What you happens with never
that? You're gonna explode if you don't let that out. That's
so
not helpful.
No. I just get to add one more to my dice pool.
Okay.
Okay. Just the one. You don't get to add three.
I don't get
three
to add three at
sixes.
Once because the max is five. So what I think happens, and I'm open to ideas, but I think I hold it in so well. But I do think it's like uncharacteristic of me at work today, like where I'm just like, I'm like walking up to people and I'm like, hey, John. And like, John's like,
oh no.
Forgot the voice.
And John's like, preemptively like holding his breath, but then is like, hey, Toot. Hey, no, it's good. Good to see you in the office today. See, do you want a coffee?
I had forgotten that the name was Toot.
Their government name is Toot as well. They were born with that. Like,
the absolute family said,
your name is Toot.
The absolute ride that I've been on. First of all, imagining Crispin Glover. Second of all, imagining Crispin Glover holding in a fart.
Crispin Glover sounded like that.
Damn. Oh, God.
But in my mind, it's like just clenching the whole time.
Yeah.
Just like waddling with a clenched butt.
Can your super success here be that Toot's body starts to work on like an auxiliary organ for fart storage?
Yeah. I don't feel like that's gonna go badly later at all. But no, I do think that my farts begin to get reabsorbed into
Toot's
body.
The perfect
body.
Human being.
Yeah.
That's when your superpower gets to be super big.
You can
and
metabolize
that will just really happen.
Like a cow
that's
with
fantastic.
Just
exactly. So I am just sort of from sort of like killing it today at work. Toot is making a bunch of new friends and like is like everybody is like actually wants to talk to me and it's great and nobody minds being in my space and that's spectacular and that's really making up for the fact that this that my bean salad experiment didn't go well tonight. So yeah, everything's going great. And I think there's like a moment of normalcy in all of our Mondays eventually, whether it comes right away or gently, when we feel like just a short little rumble in the earth, just a gentle little rumble, not quite what you would expect from an earthquake, but stronger certainly than a truck. And then I think like some of the lights start to flicker. And this like happens everywhere across the city. And then everything sort of hums back on.
This episode of One Shot features music from the following artists: Got It Just Right by Dresden the Flamingo, Dork the Halls by Cast of Characters, Flying High by Brent Wood, Billion Air by Ivy Bakes, Tune In Dropout by Major Label Interest, and Nervous Wreck by Super Virus. This episode of One Shot was edited and sound designed by Tracy Barnett. You can find more of their work online anywhere at The Other Tracy.
All right, heroes, that was part one of Epic Mundane, the silliest game ever to game. I cannot wait for you to hear how these powers escalate from here. We will, of course, be back next Monday with part two of this game. But in the meantime, I do want to take a minute and reflect a little uncomfortably because, unfortunately, as of me sitting down to record this, the genocide enacted on the Palestinians in Gaza has been going on for 6 whole months with no sign of a true ceasefire. The suffering that we have all collectively been watching and our world leaders' complicity in it has left me stunned and scarred, as I'm sure is the case for many of you. But I want to remind us all, myself included, that solidarity is the cure for despair. And although I wish to see a free Palestine, right now many people do need to get out. And donating to organizations is good, but sometimes we can do more good by giving directly to those who need it. So I'm going to share a link to Operation Olive Branch, which is a master doc of all of the families in Palestine who still need money to evacuate the genocide. Please consider helping, or if you cannot help directly, sharing, and heal yourself from this constant re-traumatizing by spending time in your own community and giving back to it. Thank you so much for listening and for caring, and I'll be here next week. Later, heroes. As always, thank you to the wonderfully generous people who support One Shot on Patreon. But if you want to support the show in a non-monetary way, it is as simple as just talking about the show. Tell your friends about the show, rate or leave a review, or tag us on socials and tell us your thoughts. For updates and One Shot news, please follow me on Twitter, Instagram, or TikTok at SuperDillin, that's SuperDillin, or check for updates on our website at oneshotpodcast.com. For information about ad rates, live appearances, commissioning episodes, or a general comment, please message me at Dillin@oneshotpodcast.com. Again, that's Dillin. Finally, the music creeping up behind me is Adventure by Be Your Own Pet, courtesy of Infinity Cap Records. I can't wait to have you back for our next adventure, heroes.